the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 15th of December, 2014. The Bill of Rights was ratified by the United States on this day in 1789. 10 amendments to the Constitution, guaranteeing the freedom of the press, the right to bear arms, freedom of religion, the right to trial by jury, and other basic rights. James Madison was one of the great proponents, and he rewrote the First Amendment, which had said the government ought not interfere with freedom of the press, and Madison scratched that out and wrote that it shall not. It's the birthday of the civil engineer Gustave Eiffel, born in Dijon, France, 1832, who built the Eiffel Tower for the World's Fair in Paris, 1889. 1,000 feet high, the tallest structure in the world at the time. He built it of metal scaffolding so that it would be more stable, so the wind could blow right through it. And in 1999, Paris was hit by a windstorm, knocked down more than 100,000 trees. The Eiffel Tower only swayed 9 centimeters. Many people at the time thought the Eiffel Tower was very ugly, but they are all dead, and the tower still stands. It's the birthday of Edna O'Brien, County Clare, Ireland, 1930. She was a pharmacist living in London, 1954. She went to a lecture given by Arthur Misner on Hemingway, and Misner read out the first paragraph of Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms. She said, "I couldn't believe it, this totally uncluttered, precise, true prose, which was also very moving and lyrical." And she decided to write. Her first novel, The Country Girls, took her only 3 weeks, published 1960. The book, its 2 sequels, and 6 of her other books were all banned in Ireland. Her memoir, Country Girl, came out in 2012. And it's the birthday of the Emperor Nero, born in Antium near Rome in the year 37 AD. Who, according to legend, fiddled while Rome burned. Probably not true. There were no fiddles in Rome at the time, and he most likely wasn't even in the city, and besides, his instrument was the lyre. He was a ruthless dictator. He ordered the death of his own mother and his first wife. He didn't trust them. He became delusional late in his career, scandalized people appearing in theatrical productions. Finally, the Roman Senate condemned Nero to a slave's death, crucifixion, and he fled the city and killed himself rather than face his own execution. Here's a poem for today by Sheila Packer, Driving at Night. Up north, the dashboard lights of the family car gleam in memory. The radio plays to itself as I drive. My father plied the highways while my mother talked. She tried to hide that low lilt, that Finnish brogue. In the back seat, my sisters and I, our eyes always tied to the Big Dipper. I watch it still on summer evenings as the fireflies stream above the ditches and moths smack into the windshield and the wildlife's red eyes bore out from the dark forests. We flew by, then scattered like the last bit of starlight years before. It's like a different country. The past, we made wishes on unnamed falling stars that I've forgotten, that maybe were granted because I wished for love. Driving at Night, a poem by Sheila Packer from The Mother Tongue, published by Calyx Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.